Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I love the Friday podcast. This is where I try to, as often as I can, speak to business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs on what you need to do as the leader of the company. A lot of the other podcast episodes we do, they're just informative teaching and generalization, but on Fridays I try to dig down on what you need to do as the owner of the company, and we try to do these at least three out of four of the Fridays each month. What I want to talk about now is the one measurable that changes everything. I'm really big on making things very simple, and I don't know if this podcast is going to be long today, but I think the results and what it does for you is going to be huge. When I go into a new year, okay, we're going into a new year, I try to find the one measurable, the one thing that if we knock down this one domino, it'll achieve multiple things. So I'm looking for the one thing. If we achieve this, there's five other dominoes. I'm not really big on setting 8 and 10 business goals. I think it's too confusing. I think it's too hard to get your staff to focus on multiple things. So my strategy is this. First thing I do as the leader of the company and the companies I'm involved in is I find the one. What is the one goal? Okay. This year it would be we want to set up a new business in a new city. And so that's where my number one focus is. This is the goal I want to hold myself accountable to within the next year. If I knock over this one goal, well, then what it does is it proves that our model is franchisable. It brings in an extraordinary second set of residual, that's not the right word, a reserve income that we can put towards taxes. It just seems like our tax burden just keeps growing and growing and growing. So I could earmark the profit from this one venture into a tax reserve account that in our state would knock off all our state and federal. That'd be a huge burden. To know that I have one business that I started that can, take care of all our tax burdens. So I like that. It gives me a franchisable business model. It proves that this is a model that can be franchised. Number two is it'll pay all our taxes. Number three is it gives me another proven business model that I could, because I love franchising, but I would probably own 3 to 4 of them through our company first within the one, within 1 hour of our current location, which is a huge, massive asset to the existing company because the parent company would own the sister company. So again, why do I like this one goal? I'm kind of going through it with you. See, I spend December it's my job to locate that one big goal. And there's a lot of choices. Steve Jobs often said, to pick the great thing, you're going to turn down a lot of good things. You got to focus on the one great thing. And to do that, you're going to turn down a lot of good things. So I've been looking through a lot of good one things I could focus on this year. And this is the one. Next, what I try to do is I meet with all my business partners and I need to give them one thing that if they just did one thing for the next year, it would move the needle the most based on their giftedness, maybe some things that their division, some opportunities that are there. Maybe we got to shore up a weakness and we just need to fortify and we just need to improve something that we're failing at currently. Something within our business model is not working the way it should. So I work with all of them and I find something that is one sentence. It's just one. They know every week whether they're winning or losing. And I have a big whiteboard because a few of my partners work in the office. Some of them don't have to come in as often. So we communicate a little differently. But in one of our main businesses where it's multiple divisions, we have identified that the amount of people that we have on staff dictates the income. Well, it's a service company, so that's not really a hard one to figure out, but it's important. In other words, if we have this many people working or we have this many people and I went back over the last year and I noticed there seemed to be three numbers. We had this number, this is where the revenue struggled. We had this number, this is where we did above what we, normal. And then whenever we had this and it wasn't that much more, wow, it moved the needle. So on the whiteboard, I've asked this partner to write all his numbers, the weekly numbers, in different colors, three different colors. Because I want him to visually notice, golly, when I write in this red, we do this. When I write in green, wow, we hit it out of the park. I want him to be able to look at the year, and he's going to see 52 numbers and notice, wow, there's a correlation between every time I write a week ending in green. Again, I try to do things that a 12-year-old can follow. I don't need to make it complicated. I looked at his division. I studied all the things that would make, you know, that would move the needle the most. And I found, and this is my job, to work with him on it. I'm like, did you notice that when we had this many people, we did this, when we had this many people, we really struggled. So our number one focus this year needs to be on adding, and there's a given amount of people, to your staff so that you provide work for them. I mean, it's, you know, you're going to have to keep the workload up to do it. And that's it. That's his one goal. Another one, we have a profit margin that we make on every large job. And that number had been dropping this past year into an alarming rate. And that dictates everything, because if it hits a certain amount, well, then I make a certain amount of money. The company makes a certain amount of money. And this individual makes a certain amount of money. So I told him, very simple, every time you finish a job on my whiteboard, I want you to write the name of that client and what our finishing percentage was. He's going to obviously see that number is going to, you know, there's going to be a pattern there. When it drops below it, he and I both know what the number is that we don't want to see. We know the number that we do want to see. It's a simple one thing. It's a simple one thing. And I've done this with, I can keep going, but I've done this with all my partners. Again, it's, you're working with adults, but it doesn't mean you have to complicate things. Look at your staff. You may not have partners, but you may have critical staff that you need to hold them accountable to one thing this year that they can do that will move the needle the furthest. And with that being said, you need to set something that you're involved in. I don't need to bust my tail anymore. I don't, but I'm competitive, and I want to hold myself to the same level as I do my partners. And I want to be able to look back at the end of the year and say to them, remember the one goal I had this year? It was this. Look what we did. Look what we did. I'm holding myself to the same thing. I've looked at all the opportunities, and I've got a lot. Gosh, we have a lot in front of us and things I could be involved in, but I focused down on this one because I believe it has the highest payoff. It creates more value for our company, more cash flow, you know, if necessary, tax reserves, franchise model. Brings up the net worth of our company, puts more money in my pocket, and go on and on and on. Again, going through everything with my business partners. So what I want you to do is think about the one thing your company needs to achieve over the next 12 months that you're going to court, you're going to spearhead. You know, you put the strategy together. You put the team in place together. You know, this is one of them where if it fails, it's on you, not everybody else. Sometimes we do that with leadership. We delegate something so far out from under us that we cannot, you know, we don't hold ourselves accountable when we fail. No, you're 100%. If you didn't hold them accountable and you didn't achieve it, shame on you. If you didn't put the right team in place, shame on you. But this is a goal that you need to look back 12 months from now and say, we achieved this. Again, I do this every year because I want to grow my company 20% every year. I want 20% new revenue every single year. And this is what I've been doing for over a decade. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast, the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, equipping, encouraging, and educating entrepreneurs in the least amount of time possible. I do hope you get something from it. Again, it's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Incredible. If you need more leads, you need more sales, you need more traffic to your site, or you just don't understand marketing, you're just not making enough sales, not enough revenue. The easiest way to increase revenue is to attract more customers, make more sales. Okay, that's a bonus. GetStartedMarketing.com.